Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 26th, 2024. But yesterday, I began a little discussion about filtering our lives through the fruit of the Spirit. And first of all, I try to have this posted by 6 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday, for whatever reason, the podcast hoster that I use, it didn't upload. Anyway, I apologize, but I try to get that done. And sometimes I just don't know until I check it later in the day. But anyway, here we are today. And so with just the thought, and I mentioned yesterday how that David Platt mentioned that we ought to filter the words that we say through the fruit of the Spirit. And so yesterday I talked about how that we should filter the words that we say through the first fruit of the Spirit, which is love. And so that in Galatians 5:22, the second fruit of the Spirit is joy. And you know, think about filtering the words you say through joy. So in other words, you're going to think about the words that you say. Remember, we're to think before we speak. And so that's not going to say the first thing that comes to mind. I'm going to filter the words. I'm going to think about the words. And I need to think about how the words that I'm about to say, how are they going to express joy? And we want to remember that joy and happiness are two different things. Happiness is dependent upon circumstances. And joy is just a state of being. And really, Christians are the ones that have the most reason to have joy, because they know that their circumstances are temporary and that their circumstances really have nothing to do with their joy. They have joy because they are in the Lord, regardless of their circumstances. Their circumstances may be terrible, but because they're in Christ, they have the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is their strength. So then maybe we ought to think about the expression of joy that's in our heart. You can think about Job, and Job lost everything, and he was able to speak words of joy, which said, "Even though he slay me, yet will I trust him." And so think about that. Job's circumstances were horrible. He'd lost everything, but he was able to say, "Even though he slay me, yet will I trust him," because he knew the benefit of trusting God. And so he spoke words of joy. And we as Christians have been drawing from the words of Job since he spoke those words, since those words were penned. We have been drawing strength from those words. And so think about today how that the words that you speak, if you speak them in joy, how they are going to affect someone else. And someone else may be able to draw strength from them, and they may be able to see by the joy that you have, it may increase their joy, or it may show them there's something missing in their life. In other words, how can that person seem to have joy even though they're experiencing horrible circumstances? And it's like Job said, "I know in whom I believed." He said that he's persuaded that though the skin worms shall eat away his flesh, he knows that in the flesh he will see God. And so he knew that he was trusting in God, and he knew that he would have eternal life. And so he was able to have joy. And so maybe someone will see the circumstances that you're experiencing, and they'll see your joy, and they'll desire to have the same joy you have. In the same way, maybe if you don't filter your words through the fruit of the Spirit of joy, and you just speak grumpy, grouchy, unhappy, no joy, you speak words like that, people's going to notice that. And they're not going to desire what you have. And so the words you say and how you say them and the attitude that you have when you say your words makes an impact. And so as a Christian, filter our words and our actions through joy, remembering the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we can be encouraged. and maybe we can encourage others. So I want to encourage you today. Filter the words you say through the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you that we have something to be full of joy about. I pray, God, today that you'll challenge our hearts to filter our words through joy, and that, God, that we'll be able to express the joy that we have in the Lord, and that joy will be our strength, and our joy might be an encouragement to someone else to seek the Lord while he may be found. We thank you for Jesus and the reason that we have true joy. I pray that you bless your people today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good day today. Until the next time, Brother Mark, signing off.